परम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करं लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवं बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णे भिश्रुणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षपर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः स्तुष्टुभागं सस्तनूभिः व्यशेम देवहितै यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रज्ञानांशु प्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभिर्व्याप्य लोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगांस्थविष्टान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नो माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् प्राश्यभोगांस्थविष्टान् पश्चाच्चान्याम् समतिविभवान् ज्योतिषस्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि शनैः स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विगतगुणगणः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः In the second prakaranam, known as Vaithathya prakaranam, Gaudapada Acharya first establishes mithyatvam of the world of duality experienced in the dream. Even though when he explained, when he mentioned how the world of duality experienced in the dream is mithya, how the dream objects are mithya, by saying the mithyatvam of the dream objects was established by stating different reasons, presenting different reasons. Ordinary reasons, they are experienced inside, they are experienced in a very small place, experienced in a very short period of time. These are the reasons given. But the main reason why objects experienced the dream state are not real, because they are experienced. That's all. Drishyatvam is the main reason. He established it, the first three karikas. Then, having said that, in the fourth karika, fourth karika, he simply said, how objects experienced in the dream state are mithya, so also the objects experienced in the waking state are also mithya. Though there is difference in the objects experienced in the waking state and the dream state. This is exactly the meaning of the fourth karika. Yeah, come to the page. Antasthanat vedanam tasmat jagrite smritam yatha tatra tatha svapne samvrtatvena vidyate. Fourth karika, just quickly read once. He says, he does not explain much. He only simply says, objects experienced in the waking state are also equally, similarly, mithya, like the objects experienced in the dream, with slight difference in the objects experienced. That he said in the fourth karika. Thereafter, we saw the fifth karika. Only in the fifth karika, he actually presents the reason why objects experienced in the waking state are not real, mithya only. Which means, objects experienced in the dream are also definitely not real, mithya only, because of the main reason, well-known reason, prasiddha hetuhu, which he discusses in the fifth karika. That is where I was just doing yesterday in the hurry, we stopped it, let me do it again. Swapna jagaritasthani, page number 361. Those are following Panology's book. Swapna jagaritasthani, heka mahurmanishinah. Ahurmanishinah Vedanam hisamatvena Vedanam hisamatvena Prasiddhena ivahetuna Ivahetuna. Simply mentioning in the fourth karika that objects experienced the dream are mithya, like the objects experienced in the dream. What is the main reason that is said only in the fifth karika? He says, prasiddhena eva hetuna, prasiddha hetuhu, very well-known, popular, main reason for the mithyatvam of the objects experienced in the waking state is, and also, I was experienced in the dream state. He says both. Swapna jagritasthane ekam ahuhu bedanam samatvena ekam ahu manishinaha. Very important line. Manishinaha, people of firm knowledge, firm vision, they say bedanam samatvena, because of the similarities of the feature, similar feature of the objects experienced in the waking state and in the dream state, they are mithya. How? Prasiddhe naiva hetuna. They're because the main reason. What is the main reason? Well-known reason? Drishyatvam. That he doesn't say that. Shankaracharya makes it clear for us. So Acharya Gaurupacha does not say what is the main reason. What is the prasiddha hetu? He doesn't say. Shankaracharya says here. So the word bedaha in the fifth karika means object. Okay. Swapna jagritasthani bedanam samatvena ekam ahu manishinaha. So objects experienced in the dream as well as the objects experienced in the waking state are identical, they are mithya. Okay? Prasiddhena hetuna. What is prasiddha, prasiddha hetu? That is not mentioned there. So Shankara Bhagavatpada says in his commentary. I'm going to read the commentary now. Prasiddhenaiva bhedanam grahya grahatkatvena hetuna. So Gaudapada Acharya only simply mentions prasiddha hetu, main reason, but Shankaracharya says grahya grahakatva hetuhu. Grahya grahakatva hetuhu. So grahya grahakatva hetuhu means the reason for objects experience the waking state and dream states being mithya is that there is knower known division, knower known connection, relationship. Which means when you say grahaka grahyam, grahaka grahya grahakatva bedaha or sambandaha asti. There is knower known experience or experienced relationship or connection or difference is there, which means objects again have the grahyatva, grahyatvam. Grahyatvam means objects have the status of being objects of knowledge. So drishyatvam, grahyatvam mean the same. So we'll come across many synonyms. Grahyatvam, drishyatvam mean the same. This is the main reason. So bedanam, bedanam means of the objects. Prasiddhenaiva hetuna, samatvena. There is a common main reason from the standpoint of which they are similar. This both all the objects, objects of dream state, objects of waking state have are identical or similar in their status of being the objects of experience, objects of knowledge. So, svapna jagarita sthanayoho vedanam prasiddhenaiva grahagrahakatvena hetuna samatvena ekatvam ahu vivekinaha. Objects are similar, objects are identical, objects are mithya because they do not have independent existence, because they have the status of being the objects of knowledge, objects of experience, which means they do not have independent existence, they are dependent on the experiencer for their existence, in order to become the objects of experience. Therefore, they are mithya. Iti Pura Pramana Siddhasya Eva Phalam. This fact, which has been already understood, how? To the Pramanam, to the means of knowledge. Pura Pramana Siddhasya Eva Phalam. Already very clearly understood through the Pramanam, this fact. So we don't need to really think of other reasons, other hetus, why dream objects are not real. Even though initially some reasons were given, we can ignore all those reasons. Main prasiddha hetu is being objects of knowledge, being objects of experience is the prasiddha hetu, main reason for all the objects being mithya. Okay, this we understood. We have to go to the next karika. But before going next karika, I said I will explain again this, because many of you, some of you were in my previous Mandukya class, some of you were not there also. I want to make this very clear. I said how Shankara explained in terms of the Tarkashastra language. See, if anything has to be understood through inference, then that inferential knowledge involves four important factors, according to the Vedanta Shastram. The same four important factors only are presented as five factors in the Tarka Shastram. So what are those factors? Let me make it very clear. Yesterday I said, I'm repeating today for the sake of clarifying it, not to have any doubts. In Vedanta Shastram, it is said, Pakshaha, the first four factors, Pakshaha, Sadhyam or Sadhyaha, Pakshaha, Sadhyam, Hetuhu, then Drishtantaha. You can say within Vyaptihi. What are these four factors? Let me make it very clear. With example to understand. Again, same example which I explained yesterday, let me make it clear. This is only for inferential knowledge. We need to arrive at a fact. This is a fact. But this fact cannot be known through perception directly, because what is to be known is not available for perception. So with the help of some perceptual data, we have to arrive at the fact through inference only. That's why I said yesterday, the well-known example given is Vanniman Parvataha. This is because of yesterday promise I said, I'll do it again, I'm doing it. So Vanniman Parvataha. Vannihi means fire. Vanniman means like Buddhiman, Bhaktiman, Vanniman. Parvataha means mountain. So mountain has fire. Or there is fire on the mountain. This is the meaning of the sentence. This sentence, this sentence is a fact to be arrived at. The statement declaring a fact, the fact should be understood. That mountain has fire. Why such a fact has to be understood? Because mountain alone is seen directly. Smoke also coming from the mountain is seen directly. But fire is not seen. Without seeing the fire directly, if I had to make a statement, there is a fire on the mountain, then I must have the knowledge. I must be firm. What is the basis? What is the reason? What is the hetu? What is the clue? Therefore, that parvataha, which is the object of contention. Mountain is the object of contention. That is, it has fire. So that mountain is said to be pakshaha in Vedanta Shastram. First I come for Vedanta Shastram. But Shankaracharya used only Tarka Shastra words. Pakshaha. And then what is to be understood? Pakshaha is mountain. What is the fact to be understood, to be arrived at? That mountain has fire. Vanniman, Parvataha Vanniman. Parvataha Vanniman is the fact has to be arrived at. Yet to arrive at. Understood. This is Sadhyam. Now, you might need a Hetu you need. What is the Hetu? Hetu is, because Hetu is smoke. Dhumaha. For me to say, there is Dhumaha, therefore there must be fire, therefore mountain has fire. To say that, I need what? Vyapti Jnanam. To have the clue to infer, I need a clue, a reason, hetuhu, to arrive at the fact through inference. But to get the clue, I need some perceptual data. So perceptual data alone, isn't it? So the vyaptihi or vyapti jnanam. Vyapti jnana means knowledge arrived at through direct experience or perception is vyapti jnanam. Okay, perception of the connection of the smoke with the fire, is it? So knowledge of the connection of the smoke with the fire arrived through direct experience or perception. It's called vyapti jnanam or vyaptihi. For this vyapti jnanam, I need what? Direct experience, isn't it? That experience which happened before, I must have seen. So for the vyapti jnanam, the basis is what? Drishtantaha. Drishtantaha, the word drishtantaha means example. Drishtantaha means illustration. Isn't it? So what the example here given, what the illustration given, what is that which becomes the basis for vyapti jnanam? Drishtanta. See, previous experience of having seen the fire with the smoke in the kitchen or in the yagashala. Is it? That's a drishtanta here. This is also vyapti jnanam and drishtanta. We have to put together here. Vyapti jnanam. So this previous direct experience gives me the vyapti jnanam, the knowledge born of the direct experience or perception of the connection of the smoke with the fire. What is that? That what is vyapti jnanam I get? Wherever there is smoke, there must be fire. Yatra yatra dhumaha tatra tatra vannihi. That knowledge is what? Vyapti jnanam, for which drishtantaha, the previous experience, that experience is the basis. Is it clear now? These are the four. But here sometimes drishtanta also. Through drishtanta, what is the finally arrived at the conclusion? Parvataha vanniman. Drishtanta is said, because it's drishtanta also, you can say, parvataha vanniman. Is it drishtanta also? Mountain has fire. It's a conclusive knowledge. These are the four factors used in the Vedanta Shastram. I think very clear. Now, in Tarka Shastra, these four are seen little differently. So Shankaracharya uses the word here, Pratignya. What is Pratignya? Pratignya literally means promise. I want to understand. Pratignya. Pratignyam karu means I promise. Pratignya means promise. But here Pratignya means the statement declaring the fact is pratignya. So here's a statement declaring the fact is what pratignya. A statement of promise, statement of fact. The statement declaring the fact is pratignya. So vanniman parvataha or parvataha vanniman. That is the thing. So the pratignya involves, implies what? Pakshaha as well as sadhyam. Paksha and sadhyam, two aspects of Vedanta Shastra. Okay? Vedanta Shastram are given together as pratignya. Because the mountain also is mentioned there. The fact to be understood also mentioned there. So pakshaha and Paksha and Sadhyam together are said to be Pratignya. statement declaring the fact to be arrived at. Vanniman, Parvataha Vanniman. This one, Pratigya. Then, your second thing you need is Hetuhu. Hetuhu, the clue or reason. How we arrive at. That is, of course, you know, Dhumaha, smoke. This is Hetu, second aspect. Same in both places. The third word, we can say, Drishtantaha. You know what is Drishtantaha? It's a Drishtantaha. And also you can say, this Vyapti Jnanam. You have to combine both aspects. Drishtant, Vyapti Jnanam, wherever there is smoke, there is fire, this Vyapti Jnanam. And this Jnanam, attained through direct experience. So, Drishtanta is the basis for Vyapti Jnanam. The together are meant by one word, Udaharanam. Udaharanam is the word. Where? In Tarka Shastra. Udaharanam is the third aspect involved in inferential knowledge. Udaharanam literally means example, illustration. So that example itself involves what? Perceptual data, is it? Gained through the direct perception or experience. That's why this Drishtanta and Vyapti Jnanam together is what? Udaharanam means illustration, example. The third, okay, Pratigya, Hetuhu, Udaharanam. Then, now you must be very clear, definitely there is smoke. You can't simply see the mountain, you can't say there is fire. There must be smoke. Therefore, confirmation of or being clear about the smoke being there on the mountain. Parvataha dhumavan also it must be. Parvataha dhumavan ataha vanniman. Mountain definitely there is smoke. This confirmation of being there, being associated with the object of contention, the mountain, is called Hetu Upanayaha. Hetu Upanayaha means even arriving at the Hetu. So confirmation of the Hetu, the reason, the clue being there with the object of contention is what? Hetu Upanayaha. Hetu Upanayaha. The person sees mountains, he sees the mountain, he sees the smoke also, definitely there is smoke. Called Hetu Upanayaha. Now Hetu is confirmed. Now Dishtanta is there. So now here under, therefore our very clear here, Udaharanam is very clear. Hetu is there. Therefore, what is the final thing now? Nigamanam. Nischaya gamanam nigamanam. Nigamanam means nischaya gamanam. So, definite understanding of the fact through the means of inference. Or the definite understanding of the fact, the means of inference is parvataha vanniman. It's called nigamanam. Okay. So this, if we extend it to our Vedanta Shastra Jnanam, now we can say first, pratigya. Okay. Swapna prapanchaha mithya. Or swapna drishyaha vishaya. Swapne drishyamanaha vishayaha mithya. All, first let's take only pratigya. Dream state. All the objects experienced in the dream are not real. This is the fact yet to be understood. Okay. So, swapna staniyaha, സ്വപ്ന ദൃശ്യമാനാഹ വിഷയാഹ മിഥ്യ. ഡ്രീം ഒബ്ജക്ട്സ് ആർ നോട്ട് റിയൽ. This pratignya. And for which you need hetuhu. Can give many hetu. Isn't it? Antasamvrutatvam. Kala adirghatvam. See, now I don't need to translate. Antasamvrutatvam. Kala adirghatvam. These are all ordinary reasons. What the main prasiddha hetuhu you came across just now? Drishyatvam. Otherwise, grahyatvam. Grahyatvam or drishyatvam. This is the hetuhu, reason. This is the clue. The objects of experience. So, dream objects being the objects of experience is the reason. Okay? Okay. We have to give that now. Udaharanam. What is Udaharanam? Udaharanam involves what? Vyapti Jnanam plus Drishtanta. It's together Udaharanam. Which means, let us give different examples. So, seeing the great grandfather's photo. Okay, hang on the wall. You see, it is real. My grandfather is sitting in my house. He is hanging. He is hung on the wall. So that is not real. Of course, the grandfather's picture, no doubt about it. 80 kilos, the person of 80 kilo weight, 6 footer, how can he sit in a small photo? Isn't it? So, that is, it's not possible. Like that, antasamrutatvam. Like how the person of 80 kilo weight, 6 feet high, cannot be in a small picture, it's not real. Similarly, dream of experience inside the, in the mind also are not real. This is what now we say, this is udaharanam. Udaharanam is equal to drishtantaha vyavaha. Also, vyakti vyapti. I see here, I understand the connection. The grandfather who was of that height, who was of that weight, who is in the picture, cannot be held. Picture is not real. Kindergarten example this is. Okay. This is the vyapti jnanam, also drishtanta, for which one we have udaharanam. This is the udaharanam. Then, we have to say what? What is the hetu upanayaha? Now, there must be firm confirmation of the hetu. Yes, what is the hetu here? Upanayanam is definitely it is there only in a. It is there. The reason is definitely it is object of knowledge. A dream. Objects experienced in the dream are objects of knowledge. They are dependent on the experiencer to have the states of being existent. That is the hetu is definitely. This is hetu upanayaha. Then what is the nigamanam pratignya? Dream objects are mithya. This is the, we understand, this is how he presents. Now, similarly, we have to see Jagrat Prapanchaha. So, Pratignya, the statement of fact, the statement declaring the fact is what? Jagrat Prapancha Vishayaha Mithya. Objects experienced in the waking state are Mithya. This is Pratignya. Again, what is the hetuhu? Drishyatvam Grahyatvam. We are going to see today one more also. We can say one more thing. Karyatvam or anityatvam. See, just as we say, drishyatvam, grahyatvam mean the same. objects having the status of being objectifiable, being objects of experience is what? Drishyatvam, or you can say grahyatvam. One more important reason is there. Anityatvam karyatvam. Objects experience the dream, the waking state, also has status of being the effects, and also they are time bound. They have beginning, they have end. Therefore, they are time bound. So, anityatvam. Two reasons. This is the hetu. Now, so pratigayano, hetuhino. What is the udaharanam? So, udaharanam we have to give. Dishtanta. Simple. Swapna vishayaha iva. Just as objects experienced in the dream are not real. So because the objects experienced in the dream, objects experienced in the waking state are of similar nature. There are also objects of experience, here also objects of experience. They are dependent on the experiencer. Dream objects or waking state objects, objects are dependent on the experience for their existence. Therefore, they are mithya. And then there are also products. These are also products. Karyatvam. And then anityatvam. So, adrishyatvam, grahyatvam, anityatvam, karyatvam mean the same actually. So, objects experience the dream state, objects experience the waking state, have the same reasons. Therefore, what? Like the dream objects, waking objects also mithya. This is the udaharanam. Got it now? Just dream example, dream experience is the example. Udaharanam. You can say vyaptihi, vyapti jnanam, dishtantaha, udaharanam. Okay, this is the thing. Dream is the example for waking state objects. Then we have hetupanayaha. Hetupanayaha is some extra point he adds. What is hetupanayaha? Confirmation of the hetu. Yes, definitely we have no doubt. Objects are experience, dependent on experiencer. They come and go. Objects are not there always. Dream objects are not there always. Waking objects are not there always. They have beginning, they have an end, they come and go, therefore they are not real. Hetupanayaha. So we are firm in our understanding of the hetu. So what is nigamanam? Jagra prapanchaha mithya. Hetupanayaha, again being firm about our understanding of the hetu also. This is one word is included in the Tarka Shastra. So Vedanta, they just take it easy. It's okay. Four are enough. Is it clear? Which we saw yesterday. So I finished it today. Okay. Now let us go to the next. 6th Karika. I have taken some time to go back to that. I think we'll never forget it hereafter. Isn't it? What is hetu panayaha? What is nigamanam? Nischayagamanam. Firmly arriving at the fact. That is the. Okay. Now the 6th karika is introduced by Shankaracharya. First he introduces. One more reason Gaudapada Acharya presents in the 6th Karika. Until now the main reason given was Prasiddha Hetu was Drishyattam only. Drishyattam alone was again mentioned by Acharya as Grahyattam. Now, what is the another important reason? important hetu he gives. We'll see here. Itascha. Itascha means page number 362. Sixth Karika is introduced by Shankaracharya. Itascha means already one hetu has been given. One reason has been mentioned in the two verses as Grahyatvam and Drishyatvam. Hereafter, itaha means hereafter, one more reason, one more hetu is going to be given to prove that objects experienced in the waking state are also mithya. Vaitatyam jagrat drishyanam bhedanam. Jagrat drishyanam bhedanam vaitatyam. Adyantayoho abhavat. Very interesting. Adyantayoho abhavat. The fifth case is used. Whenever you can see everywhere, wherever the hetu is given, the reason is given, they use the fifth case. So hetvarte panchami. Whenever the reason has to be given, the case form used is fifth case. So adyantayoho abhavat. Due to their absence. Absence, whose absence? Absence of objects. When adau antecha. Adi antayoho, adyantayoho means adau in the beginning, means before their origination, objects are not there. Ante, again after the destruction also, objects are not there. Objects have beginning, objects have an end. Before their beginning, they are not there. After the end, they are not there. Which means they are time bound. They are not eternal. They are not timeless. So, this having the status of being subject to time is what? Anityatvam. All the objects except the Atma, okay? All the objects of experience, the entity of the world of objects, duality, including one's body, mind, sense complex, has this status of being subject to time. Anityatvam. Because they are not in the beginning before their coming into existence. They have beginning. They come. Ante adau antecha tesham abhavat. Due to their absence in the beginning before their origination, due to their absence after their destruction, because of this reason, they are subject to time. And this, being subject to time itself, is the reason for what? Reason for the mithyatvam. Reason for the non-reality of objects experienced in the waking state. Jagrat, jagrat drishyanam bhedanam vaitityam. So non-reality or of the objects experienced in the waking state is due to their being subject to time. This is the literal exact translation of the sentence. So, this anityatvam, anityatvam having a status of subject to time also implies one more thing is what? Because they are effects. So, anityatvam is another word for karyatvam, which means they have a beginning. All the objects have their beginning, means they are only effects. Effects alone can have beginning. They must have a cause. So having the cause, they have beginning in their effects. Therefore, they have being effects also. That's also they are mithya. So having the status of being the effects itself is enough for the objects to be negated as mithya. And one more thing you have to remember here. What is satyam? Let us remember the definition of satyam. What is sat? What is satyam? Trikala abadhitam satyam. Trikala abadhitam satyam. So that which is free from three periods of time, past, present and future. That which is always there, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, independently. Very important. Beginningless, endless, changeless, independent. That which is of the nature of self-existence. The causeless alone can be of the nature of self-existence. Causeless. So reality is absolutely causeless. For something to be causeless, it must be beginningless. For something to be beginningless, it must be causeless. Reality is beginningless. Because it is causeless, therefore it is of the nature of self-existence. Therefore it is endless. Therefore it is free from time limitation. Changeless also. Self-existence, it has independent existence. So reality is beginningless, endless, changeless, has independent existence. And this reality, trikala abadhitam satyam. Reality is that which is free from three periods of time, satyam. But what about its effects? All these objects, not being there before their origination, not being there after their destruction, they are really not there in the middle also. They have the status of being the effects. Therefore, they don't have independent existence. They are subject to time. Anityat karyatvat anityatvam. Anityatvat karyatvam. Because of the status of being the effects, subject to time. Because the status of being subject to time, they are effects. Therefore, they don't have independent existence. Therefore, they are mithya. Satyam cannot be time bound. Is the reason. So, this is what Shankaracharya says in his one sentence. Jagrat drishyanam bhedanam vaitatyam adyantayoho abhavat. Okay. You understood this sentence. How he presents Gaurapacharya states in this karika. Adavante chayannasti. Adavante chayannasti. Vartamane pitattatha. Vartamane pitattatha. Vitathai sadrusha santo vitathai valakshitaha. Vitathai sadrusha santo vitathai valakshitaha. Adavante chayannasti. Vante chayannasti. Vartamane pitattatha. Vartamane pitattatha. Vitathai sadrusha santo vitathai valakshitaha. Sadrusha santo vitathai valakshitaha. See, adavantecha. We break it. Adau antecha. Adau antecha. Yat nasti. Yan nasti. So, yat nasti, that which is not, that which does not exist in the beginning, means what? In the past, before the origination, ante cha yat nasti, that which does not exist in the future or later, at the end also, vartamane pi tat tat tatha. In the middle also, it is not there. No, it is there. It is as though there. It is not really there. So that which does not exist in the beginning, in the past, okay, that which did not exist in the past, that which will not be existing in the future, that which exists only in the present, in the middle, is as though, which means that is not in the middle also. This is the effect, okay? What is the effect? Has a beginning, so before its origination, it is not there. After some having a beginning, it has an end also. When the end comes to it, again it will not be there. Therefore, in the middle also, it is really not there. It is as though there. That is why this is mithya. So we have to understand this with the example. One very easy example is clay pot. Is it clay? It's a very gross example, very, very gross example. So the clay is there before, or with reference to clay pot, before the pot was made, there was clay. And after the pot is made, clay alone continues to be there in the form of a pot. Even then pot is not there. Clay alone continues to be there in the form of a pot. Pot gets broken also. The pot, still clay continues to be in the form of broken pieces. So clay was, clay is, clay will be. With reference to clay pot, clay is real. What about the pot? Minus clay. Pot is what? Non-substantial form and name. Clay is the substance which lends existence to the non-substantial form and name, also the purpose it serves. Namarupa karma. That's why namarupa karma is what? Mithya. Pot serves some purpose. So nama mithya, rupa mithya, purpose it serves also is mithya. How can, isn't it? Therefore, minus clay there cannot be anything. Therefore, clay alone continues to be there in the middle, in the form of a pot, with the name, with the form, serving a purpose. The pot gets broken. Form goes, name goes, purpose also goes. What means is clay. Therefore, adu pot nasti, ante pot nasti. So, vartamani, adho, take it as, in the past, pot did not exist, clay alone was. Later, in future, pot will not be after it gets destroyed. In the middle also, vartamani, in the present also, pot is not there. It is as though there. As though there means, what is really there is only clay. So with reference to clay pot, clay is satyam, pot is mithya, you understand very well, this is known example. But still I have to tell you here in this context. It is not the kindergarten example, kindergarten teaching, you know this very well. So Acharya, Gaudapada Acharya says, the reason he says, why mithya, why all the objects experienced in this waking state are as good as pot in this clay pot example. Understand the example, understand the whole jagat. Minus clay, how substantial? Where is the pot? It is as though. The whole object, world, duality experienced in the waking state also is like that only. It's mithya. It is not really there. That is the idea. Okay. Adau antecha yat nasti tat vartamane api tatha. Okay. Second sentence he says. vitatehi sadrishaha santaha. Remaining as though there. Vitatehi sadrishaha santaha. Remaining similar to the objects which are as though there, but they're only there, only as though, but still, I mean, they're not really there. They only have appearance. But avitataha iva lakshitaha. Avitataha, they're vitataha, they're not real, but avitataha iva lakshitaha. They are considered to be, they're seen to be real, as though, isn't it? They're mistaken to be real, though they are not real, still they are seen, considered to be real. Why? Because of the ignorance of not knowing what reality is. Okay. The idea is, we are not at all discussing anything about reality here. The world is not really there. See how clear, when I'm, this example clay pot is said, you're so clear, clay alone is in the form of pot. There's no second thing other than the clay, you can say. Here the question comes, okay. Vitataihi sadrishaha santaha. All these objects experienced in the waking state, having the beginning, having an end, not being before the origination, not being after the destruction, they're really not in the middle also. Vartamani in the present also, they're not there. But remaining vithataha, remaining as though real, seemingly real, they seem, they're considered to be absolutely real. Avithat, they're seen, considered to be as though they're not mithya. Avithataha means what? They are considered to be as though they are not non-real. They're considered to be real. Avithataha. So here, the question may come. What about this universe? How can we say this universe was not there before? Here the question, very easy to understand, clay pot, isn't it? How can we say this universe was not there before? How can the universe will not be there afterwards? We have very, very, very most well-known quote from Chandogya Upanishad. What is the quotation? Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit. Hey Saumya Idam Agre Satyeva Asit. Sat alone was there. The reality alone was there in the beginning. One more sentence. Ekameva dvitiyam sadeva saumya idamagra asit. Ekameva dvitiyam. This one reality alone was there as pure existence, as pure consciousness. Secondless. One secondless reality alone was in the form of pure existence, pure consciousness. Means there's no jagat? No. All this countless number of forms with their names, the purposes they serve, nama rupa karmani, the world is nothing but non-substantial forms, names and functions. They all remained as one unmanifested, undifferentiated power of reality, inseparable separable power of reality. When the fire is, you see fire alone, what you don't see along with the fire? Burning power. Don't see along with the fire. You see the burning power as inseparable in the name of fire only. Fire alone is there. In that the fire has inseparably, intrinsically, its burning power. One thing alone is there. You can't separate. Fire is sitting next to fire, sitting there, burning power. No. Fire alone is inseparable with its burning power. Similarly, Sateva Saumya Idam Agra Asit, the reality alone was there with its inseparable power of knowing. Okay? And that inseparable power of knowing, unmanifested, undifferentiated, is what? The whole of this universe, inexplicably vast universe, with countless number of forms, names and functions, remained as one undifferentiated, unmanifested power of knowing, inseparably. Okay? The first alone, yes, Jagat was there. Jagat was not there. Reality alone was there. So here the question comes, be very careful. Consciousness, only consciousness is here now. You can't say. Consciousness alone is in the form of the universe, you must say. Okay, there is universe also. So in the form of, which means the power of knowing manifested means like turning off the switch. You turn the switch on, light comes, everything shines. Like the reality, the power of reality becomes manifested as knowledge, the world of duality shines. As experiencer, as experience, as experience world of objects, everything shines. Again, power of reality resolves, the whole Jagat remains covered in darkness of ignorance. It's as if it's non-existent. Understand? Therefore, manifestation of the power of reality is what? Origination of the universe. Creation of the universe. The power of reality become unmanifested is what? Again, world becomes unmanifested, undifferentiated. This universe does not have independent existence at all. It's always dependent on the manifestation of knowledge. That is why reality alone is countable as the only secondless reality. This Jagat has no independent existence, it never counts as a parallel reality. That's why this universe, even though it is the inert material product, it will always counted as the appearance, manifestation of the knowledge only, reality only. So, Brahmaiva Asit, Brahman alone, that only reality, secondless reality, which alone was there in the form of pure existence, consciousness alone, with its power manifested, is in the form of Jagat. This comes, this will go also. So Jagat has Ado Jagat Nasti, Ante Jagat Nasti. In between also Jagat does not have independent existence outside of consciousness. That is why it what? Mithya. Jagat is Mithya. It is not there. It was not there before its manifestation. It will not be there after its dissolution. Even when it is there also, it is not, it is as good as non-existent only. It is not there now also because it's as though. It has no independent existence. Therefore, all the objects experienced in the waking state, though they are not there, they are not real at all, still they are considered to be real. Avitataha iva lakshitaha. Therefore, what is the lesson here? They have karyatvam. Objects experience the waking state have karyatvam, the status of being defects. Anityatvam, the status of being subject to time. Because of these reasons, these are the one more reason he adds here. Definitely, this world is mithya. Jagrat prapancha mithya. Objects experienced in the waking state are mithya. This is the lesson in the sixth karika. Let us see what Shankara Bhagavatpada says in the karika. Yad adavante cha nasti. So we had one more word, vastu. Yad vastu. Yad vastu. That object. Adavante cha nasti, which is not there in the beginning, in its beginning, in before its creation, which is not there at the end also, is like what? Mrigatrishnikadi. Mrigatrishnikadi. Mrigatrishnikadi means mirage water, etc. Mirage water is not there before its appearance. It will not be there again after some. Mrigatrishnikadi. That object which is it's not the beginning, not be there at the end, like the mirage water, etc. Mrigatrishnikadi. Tat madhye api nasti. If it is not in the beginning, it will not be there later on in the future. That which did not exist in the past, which will not be in the future, is not there in the present also. Vartamane api nasti. Tat madhye api nasti. In the middle also it is not here. Madhye api tat nasti. Iti loke nischitam. This fact is very clearly understood in the world. Something was not there in the past, not there in the future, it is not there in the present also. Example, clay pot. Okay. Tatha ime jagrat drishyaha bhedaha. Similarly, ime jagrat drishyaha bhedaha. Ime all these objects experienced in the waking state also definitely are not here. They're as though. They're only appearing. Appearance only. So the appearance of the forms, names and functions. All the objects experienced in the waking state are nothing but non-substantial forms, names and functions which are as though they are not really there. Because they were not there before. They will not be there later on in the future. Therefore, they are not there now in the middle also. So, ime jagrat drishyaha bhedaha tatha. So, yadvastu mrigatrishnikadi yadvastu ado ante chanasti tat madhye api nasti iti loke nischitam. Tatha ime jagrat drishyaha bhedaha. Then he says, adyantayoho abhavat. Tatha eva. Adyantayoho abhavat vithataihi eva mrigatrishnikadibhi hadushatvat vithataha eva. Because of the absence of their presence before the origination, after the destruction, like this mirage water, etc., they are definitely avithataha, they are not real at all. Tathapi avithataha eva lakshitaha. Still they are considered to be real by whom? Mudhaihi. I need not translate. Anatma vidbhihi. So who are the mudas? who can be deluded? So they mistaken to be real. They mistaken, they considered to be real, not mistaken, they considered to be real, real, real for them. For all that, they considered to be real by the deluded minded people who are ignorant of the self. Anatma vidbihi. So, Shankar's Bhagavad-pada makes it very clear. Anatma vidbihi means you are deluded only. Who is ignorant of the self is definitely deluded. Okay. With due respect to a discriminating knowledge of worldly things, still absolutely we are not people of discriminative understanding. Anatma vidbihi modhaihi vithataha drishyaha avithataha iva lakshitaha. All the objects experience the waking state which are not at all real or considered to be real by deluded people because they do not have the discriminative understanding of what is real, what is not real, because they are ignorant of what is real. Only knowledge of what is real will help a person have discriminative understanding of what is real, what is not real. Thereby a person can have, will not consider what is not real to be real. So, modhaihi anatma vidbihi vithataha api. All these objects are like mrigatrishnikadibihi sadrushatvat. They're all similar to mrigatrishnika, mirage water. They're not real, but they're mistaken to be real. Because they are deluded, they are ignorant of the self. Okay. Now we'll move on to the next mantra, next karika. Okay. The next karika is also very important karika. Of course, all karikas are important only. Shankara Bhagavad-pada actually introduces this karika. The same, okay, 362, I'm going to read, but you can see it in 363. Yeah, Purupaksha. Why he introduces Purupaksha, let me tell you. Until now, Shankara Bhagavad-pada gave two important reasons. Drishyatvam, Grahyatvam, two mean the same. Anityatvam, Karatvam mean the same. Because the two reasons, definitely all the objects experienced in the waking state are mithya, not real. Already established. But now, Purupakshi comes. He does not accept this hetu because he has a different criteria. What is that? He says, an object is real or not, satyam or mithya. This should be inferred, this should be arrived at based on the utility of the objects. Usefulness, purposefulness of the objects. All the forms having the names serve their own respective purpose. Function also. Karma. Namarupa karma is it. Chair serves a purpose, table serves a purpose. Everything in this world serves a purpose. All the objects experience the waking state are purposeful objects, useful objects. They are of utility. Therefore, so whether the objects are real or not should be inferred, should be arrived, decided based on the criteria of the utility of objects, usefulness of the objects. Therefore, whatever the hetu has been given, that hetu, that reason is inappropriate reason. When to prove something in a reason is given, the reason is inappropriate reason, incorrect reason, is called hetvabhasaha. Hetvabhasaha means incorrect reason. So there is no incorrect reason, there is no hetvabhasa here. Appropriate reason only has been given. Accurate reason has been given. Prasiddha hetu has been given. Isn't it? But still, Purapakshi comes. Why? Because somehow Purapakshi wants Aditi to accept this world of duality is not non-real, this is real. Okay? Majority of this people. The majority means powerful. So who are all the people? Who exactly is the Purapakshi here? We don't need to say who exactly it is. We can say one representative of all schools. Who are they? Sankhya school of thought, Yoga school of thought, Nyaya school of thought, Vaisheshika school of thought, Purnamsa school of thought, Visishtadvaitins also. Okay, there's a huge group, huge group. I can't say that, well, that's a wrong word. Okay, so the huge group of people, the present situation to make me think like that, okay? I shouldn't say that, anyway. Okay, a huge group of people send one representative. Even though they all differ within themselves, okay? They all differ within themselves in their views. But in one thing, all of them uniformly hold on to the view, the world is real. World is real. So, what do they say? So, Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces this verse. In fact, Gaudapada Acharya is not very explicit in his Karika. That is really already very beautifully introduced by Adishankara Bhagavatpada. Let us see here. Swapna Drishyavati. Swapna Drishyavati. Jagarita Drishyanam Api. Asatvam. Iti yaduktam tad ayuktam. This is the Purapakshi's first statement. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada himself here presents a representative of all the schools of thought as a Purapakshi. What does Purapakshi says? Yadu uktam tad ayuktam. What has been stated now is improper. It is illogical. See, yuktihi means logic. Yuktam means logical. Ayukta means illogical. It is incorrect. Okay? So, tad yad uktam, that which has been stated, said, tad ayuktam. Yad uktam, tad ayuktam. What has been said, established here, is incorrect, illogical. What has been said? Swapna drishyavat. Jagrita drishyanam api asattvamiti. It has been said, the non-reality of the objects experienced in the waking state, like the objects experienced in the dream state, has been said. Which means all the objects experienced in the waking state are not real. like the object experienced in the dream state. Hetu was given, isn't it? Objects experienced in the dream state are not real because of their drishyatvam and anityatvam, etc. Now, so also, objects experienced in the waking state are also not real. This was said. This, what has been said, is not correct. Incorrect, illogical. Yaduktam, tadu ayuktam. Swapna drishyavat jagrita drishyamananam. Api asatvam. Asat means non-reality. The non-reality, which was said to be of the object experienced in the waking state, like the objects of the dream state, is incorrect, illogical. The exact translation of the sentence. Yasmat, why? Hetvabhasaha. The reason given is incorrect. Which means, there's another reason which they must have been, if you look at from the standpoint of that reason, Hetu, then Jagat objects are not unreal, they're not mithya, they're real. Okay. Yasmat, because Jagrat Drishyaha, all the objects experienced in the waking state, such as Anna Pana Vahanadayaha, Anna Pana Vahana. Okay, Anna Pana Vahanadayaha. All objects experienced in the waking state, food, drinks, vehicles, etc. All of them, they are all useful. Food is useful. Food is of great utility. Drink is very great utility. Vahanadayaha. All vehicles, etc., are of great utility. How they're useful? They kshut pipasadi nivrittim kurvantaha. They are doing the removal. Removal of hunger, thirst, etc. Doing the removal of hunger, thirst, etc. Gamana agamanadi karyamcha. Also, they involved in the activity of going and coming, etc. Therefore, what? Saprayojanaha drishtaha. So, eliminating the problem of hunger, thirst, etc. All serving the purpose of going and coming, etc. Saprayojanaha drishtaha. They are of great utility. They are of usefulness. They are very useful. Saprayojanaha drishtaha. They seem to be very useful. Objects which are very useful. How can we say they are mithya? Usefulness is the criteria that they are real. This must be the hetu. This is the appropriate hetu. The hetu you gave is ahetu abhasa. Incorrect hetu. Natu, he says, swapna drishyanam tad asti. And he says, see, these people do not mind accepting the dream experience as mithya. But somehow they don't, this Jagra Prapanchaha is not similar to the dream. That is not real. That is true. But this is real. Objects experience the waking state are real. Objects experience the dream state are not real. Why? Because the food cooked in dream will not appease your hunger. The water you collected, stored, will not be helpful in quenching your thirst. The reservoir full of water you dreamt can be used for irrigation. Cannot quench your thirst. So, of course, the dream objects are of no use. Whereas objects of the waking state are very useful. That is his idea, that is his argument, okay? Therefore, Svapna Drishyanam Na Tadasti. What is first argument? Objects experienced in the dream are of no use. They are not useful. They are not of utility. So, saprayojanata nasti. Na saprayojanaha. What? Svapnadrishyaha na saprayojanaha. That's the meaning he says. Svapnadrishyanam tad nasti. That utility is not there of the objects experienced in the dream state. Tasmat, because of the reason, Svapna Drishyavate Jagrat Drishyanam Asatvam Manorathamatram. You know, it is comparing the objects experienced in the waking state to the objects experienced in the dream state, and stating they are not real is actually manoratham. Manoratham. It is a mere mental fancy. It's a fancy thought. It is just, no, it is not a fact. So what does he say? This Purapakshi, objects experienced in the world are real because they are useful. Whereas objects in the dream are not useful. Therefore, the objects of the waking state should be compared to, seem to be similar to objects of the dream state. Therefore, this must be, utility of objects must be taken as the hetu. Then, it is not possible to say that objects experienced in the waking state are not real. What experienced in the waking state is real. This is the argument. Okay. So, Shankara Bhagavata already explained this for us. Now, he is going to explain later on how they are wrong also. His introductory commentary is this. His commentary on the Karika is going to come later on. That will clarify our, that will make us, enhance our clarity. So, Gaudapadacharya's Karika actually presents the answer for this assumed query of the Purapakshi. So Shankaracharya himself says, Tat na. Okay? That is not correct. What is not correct? What you say is not correct. Not correct means, the objects experienced in the dream state are not useful. That statement is not correct. Objects experienced in the waking state alone are useful. And then, just because objects experienced in the waking state are useful, that usefulness or utility cannot be taken as the hetu for stating that objects experienced in the waking state are real. Therefore, he says, Tat na, what you say is not correct. Kasmat, why I'm not correct? Because reason is given by Gaudapadacharya. Karika presents the answer for this assumed doubt. Saprayojanata tesham. Saprayojanata tesham. Svapna स्वप्ने विप्रतिपद्यते सप्रयोजनता तेषाम् स्वप्ने विप्रतिपद्यते तस्मादाद्यन्तवत्त्वेन मिथ्यैव खलु ते स्मृताः. सो गौडपाचार्य जस्ट सड, ही ओनली presence of some fact, but what is this karika presents an answer only. So the question is not presented in the karika. So Shankara Bhagavatpada present introduces this karika, presenting the doubt, okay, doubt of the representative of various schools of thought. He says, saprayojanata tesham. Tesham saprayojanata means what? See, saprayojanata is a noun. Utility, usefulness, purposefulness, saprayojanata. Tesham saprayojanata means the utility of the objects experienced in the waking state. Actually, is contradicted in the dream. Why? Because these objects experienced in the waking state are useful only in the waking state, only for those who are awake in the waking state. It is objects experienced in the waking state are not useful for those who are in dream. In dream, they are not useful. Suppose in dream, if you get very hungry, okay, then the food you ate, Hankacharya is going to tell later on. He himself is going to explain that. You cook nice food and eat very after Passover dinner. Okay. Eating to the nose, tip of the nose, okay. Going to the bed, you were so hungry. What about the food you ate? Dream hunger cannot be appeased by the food eaten in the, by the person who has eaten food in the waking state. Food eaten in the waking state cannot appease your dream hunger. All the liquids you drink in the waking state will not appease your, quench your dream thirst. So, it's contradicted. Okay. Tesham saprayojanata. You talk about the usefulness of the objects experienced the waking state. They are useful only in the waking state. They are not useful in the dream state. Again, how dare you can say dream objects are not useful? Dream objects are useful in dream. Dream objects serve the dream purposes. Dream objects are also useful. Dream objects also has a prayojanata. They also purposeful, useful, they are also of utility for the person who is in dream. But they are not useful for the person who is in, definitely, for the person who is in the waking state. So, whereas it is here, this poor Pakshi is talking from the standpoint of a waker. As a waker, he says, As a waker, he says, yes, dream objects are not useful. Dream objects definitely will not be of any use in the waking state for a person who is awake. But dream objects are useful definitely in dream state. Similarly, even the waking objects are also not useful for the person who is in dream. They are also useful only in the waking state. They also have no limitation. Therefore, tesham swapne saprayojanata tesham saprayojanata swapne vipratipadyate. Vipratipadyate means is opposed, it is contradicted in dream. They are not useful. This thought, the view of objects experience the waking state being useful is contradicted in dream, opposed in dream, because they are not useful. At the same time, dream objects also are not useful. You cannot say they are not useful for the people in waking state, but they are useful for those who are in dream. Okay. Tasmad adyantavatvena, and they all have what? Adyantavat, having the status of, enjoying the status of having the beginning and the end. All the objects, even though they are of use, still with the having the status of having the beginning and the end, they are all mithyayeva te smritaha. They are to be understood as mithya only. They are considered to be mithya only. Means they are definitely not real. They are mithya yeva smritaha khalu. In spite of their having utility, being useful, which means saprayojanata is not denied. Usefulness is not denied. Usefulness itself is mithya. Purpose also is mithya. Because no object can serve any purpose, any, when we have any use, independently. Isn't it? So, saprayojanata, the very idea of being useful, usefulness, purposefulness, utility, itself is mithya. Of course, there is mithya purposefulness of mithya forms with mithya names in this mithya world of time and space. No doubt. But we cannot say that dream objects are not useful. That view is incorrect. Again, waking objects are useful only in the waking state. And they all have this status of, they all enjoy the status of having beginning and end. Adi antavatvam. Adi antavatvam they all have. Therefore, te mithyayeva smritaha kalu. They are all definitely considered to be mithya only. They are not real at all. This is the Karika teaching. This teaching in the Karika. Let us see the Bhashyam now. Saprayojanata drishta. Ya saprayojanata drishta annapanadinam. Shankara Bhagavatpada elaborates the Karika. Elaborates on the teaching of the Karika. Annapanadinam swapne vatpratipadyate. So, the food, drink, etc. The objects in the form of food, drink, etc. experience in the waking state, which are of utility. This is opposed in dream. Which means the dream, the food available in the waking state, drink available in the waking state, okay, which are of utility, are not of any utility in dream. Is it clear? I didn't say the page number. 363. Same page, you are still here. Okay. Then, Shankar Bhagavatpada helps us understand. Jagaritehi bhuktva pitva cha triptaha. The person who is very satisfied, having eaten stomach full, having also drunk enough, jagarite, in the waking state, he indeed bhuktva pitva triptaha. The person who is very satisfied, very well appeased, okay? Whose hunger is appeased, whose thirst has been quenched, very satisfied after having eaten and drunk. Vinivartita trittu means the one who is free from hunger. Very well satisfied person, having eaten, having drunk. He is now, how is he? Triptaha. He is very satisfied. He is vinivartita trittu. Trishna means hunger. Vinivartita trittu means one who is relieved of hunger. One is relieved of hunger. That person, supta matreva, as soon as he falls asleep. Exactly. See, I didn't even see this before, okay? I'm only reading it here in front of you. I might read some time, because now only for me, all recent instances only come from my mind. Vinivartita trit. Vinivartita trit. Now we are all not vinivartita trit. Okay? You are not vinivartita trit. Not really, because you have yet to go to this Vishnu Swami's house. Okay? So, after 10:30, then you will all become vinivartita trit. Remember this. So, vinivartita trit, supta matre eva, as soon as he falls asleep, eating well, is easy to sleep. Supta matre eva, as soon as he falls asleep, kshut pipasadi artham, ahoratroshitam abhuktavantam atmanam manyate. This person kshut pipasadyartam ahoratroshitam abhuktavantam atmanam manyate. This person considers himself in dream to be abhuktavantam, the one who has not eaten anything. Ahoratroshitam. He considers himself to have not eaten anything, who is fasting whole night. Ahoratroshitam abhuktavantam, as though he is fasting whole night, then he is afflicted by kshut pipasadi artham. He sees himself to be afflicted by the hunger and thirst, etc. Kshut pipasadi artham ahoratroshitam abhuktavantam atmanam manyate. The person sees himself to be the one who has not eaten anything, who is fasting, and he is afflicted by hunger and thirst, etc. Who? Bhuktva, he says something you understand. Bhuktva, pitva, triptaha, vinivritta trit. This is what he dreams. Waking state he did this. In dream state this is how he sees himself. As a dreamer. Which means, food he ate in the waking state does not help him, that has any purpose, of no use when he suffers, I will be hungry in the dream. This is Shankaracharya's teaching. Yatha, swapne bhuktva pitvacha, atriptaha uttitaha tatha. Similarly, again having a nice feast in dream, swapne bhuktva pitva, having eaten, drunk and having a nice feast in the dream, this person wakes up very hungry. Atriptaha uttitaha. The person wakes up from sleep, he is very hungry, he wakes up dissatisfied, whereas a hungry person. Hey, you had very big meal, only in dream. Bhuktva pitva when swapne, having eaten and drunk in dream, the person atriptaha uttitaha. This is possible. So very clear, what is clear from these statements? Objects enjoyed in the waking state are useful only in the waking state. Objects enjoyed in the dream state are useful only in the dream state. I mean, they have limitation. So this saprayojanata, utility, cannot be really considered as a big hetu, reason for taking this world of the waking state objects to be real. Tasmat jagrat drishyanam swapne vipratipattihi drishta. Therefore, there is seen the contradiction in dream of the utility of the usefulness of the objects experienced in the waking state. Vipratipattihi is a noun. Vipratipadyate is a verb. Vipratipadyate is contradicted. Vipratipattihi, contradiction. So, vipratipattihi drishta is a feminine gender word. Therefore, vipratipattihi drishta, contradiction is seen in dream of what? The usefulness of the objects experienced in the waking state. I tried to give a dry translation. That's why sometimes it goes like this. Okay. Now I move on to the page number 364. Yatha. Okay. Ataha manyamahe tesham api asatvam. Therefore, we firmly see, consider, we think, ataha manyamahe, therefore we think, tesham api asatvam, swapna drishyavat, anashankaniyam iti. Therefore, we think, tesham api asatvam, that objects experienced in the waking state also, not only the objects experienced in the dream state, objects experienced in the waking state also are mithya, also have the status of being not real. They are also not real, definitely. Like the objects experienced in the dream state, here, na ashankaniyam, this should not be doubted at all. Na ashankaniyam, it should not be doubted at all that objects experienced in the waking state also are not real, like the objects experienced in the dream state. See, usefulness should not be brought in as a hetu. That is actually, we can say what? That is actually hetvabhasaha. That is incorrect hetu. தஸ்மாத் ஆத்யந்தவத்வம் ஆத்யந்தவத்வம் உபயத்ர சமானம். ஒன் மோர் திங் ஹி பிங்ஸ் இன் நவ், வாட் இஸ் சமம்? ஆத்யந்தவத்வம் உபயத்ர சமானம். சோ திஸ் ஃபீச்சர், திஸ் அ காமன் ஃபீச்சர் ஆஃப் feature on the part of all the objects experienced in the waking state as well as experienced in the dream state of having the status of being time bound, having beginning and end. Adyantavattvam, all the objects have beginning, all the objects have an end. Not only they have beginning and end, when existing all they are only there in the middle also, they are only as though, because they don't have independent existence. Therefore all the objects are mithya only. Ubhayatra samanam, in both the places. Both the places means what? In dream also objects experienced are not real, in the waking state also objects experienced are not real. Because all the objects have adyantavattvam, all the objects have beginning and end, the subject to time, anityatvam, they are not nitya, nityaha, all objects are not nityaha, they are all anityaha, they have anityatvam. Because of this, their nature of being subject to time, having beginning and end, having dependent existence, they're all mithya only. All objects experienced in the waking state as well as in the dream state. Tasmat, the tasmat means the reason is given. Tasmat, because of this reason, adyantavattvam ubhayatra samanam iti mithya eva kalute smritaha. They're all considered equally to be mithya only. So, seventh karika is over. Eighth karika, we have to see page number 364 only. And here also, actually one big, Shankara Bhagavad Pada introducing, by way of introducing the following karika, he presents the Purupaksha. Purupaksha's view. Because Gaudapacharya does not present the doubt, does not talk about the question. He only presents the answer. What is he giving the answer for? What is the doubt? What is the question he is clarifying in his karika? That he doesn't say explicitly. So, we need to understand the question and the possible doubt for which Guru Padacharya's following karika, eighth karika, is going to present an answer. So, eighth karika is presented as an answer for a question, an objection. Here, the objection is assumed and answer is given by Shankara Bhagavatpada. Answer is going to given by Acharya. Therefore, by presenting this objection in his introduction, Shankara Bhagavatpada helps us understand the connection between the teaching of the previous karika, seventh karika, and the following eighth karika. So whenever the commentator presents the connection between, discusses the connection between the previous verse and the following verse, that discussion connecting the previous karika and the following karika is said to be sangatihi. See, sangati literally means information also. Sangatihi means even good association. Sangha, Sangati, good association. That's different meaning. But sometimes Sangatihi, in the Bhashyam, when you come across the word Sangatihi, it means, Sangatihi means the content which connects the previous verse and the following verse. Or is the discussion which presents the teaching of the previous, what has been said previously, what's going to be said later on. But this, what he presents as the content connecting the previous verse and the following verse, is in the form of an objection. Therefore, it is called Akshepa Sangatihi. Akshepa Sangatihi means the discussion presented to make students understand the connection between subject matter of the previous verse and the following verse. Present as an objection is called Akshepa Sangatihi. Akshepa means objection. So that this Akshepa Sangatihi presents the Akshepa for which we are going to find the answer in the Gaudapada Acharya's Karika. Swapna jagrat bhedayoho samatvat jagrat bhedanam asatvam iti yad uktam tad asat. So anyway, it's an important one, we'll see tomorrow. Anyway, we have only covered 7 karikas. But okay, today I took some time to say something in the past also. Yes, this class. We can't really cover any more, so we'll see tomorrow. Any questions? Very simple. Everything is clear. Om Purnamah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya.